scripture has declared all food clean in that passage. And God reinforced that in the book of Acts with his vision to Peter. Both had the declaration of all foods being clean, while still addressing the issues of washing hands and traditions and showing how the gospel was for all and not just for the Jews. And yes, Jesus pointed out the error of the religious leaders, and the father showed the error of thinking the gospel was only for the Jews. So both corrected a false belief and in the process declared all foods clean to eat. Mm. You know, with the father going so far as to actually rebuke Peter because, you know, Peter, well, let's read it. Acts 10, 14 through 16. "Surely not, Lord," Peter replied. "I have never eaten anything impure or unclean." The voice spoke to him a second time. "Do not call anything impure that God has made clean." Mm. It's like, whoa.
Yeah.
You know, so this happened three times. And immediately the sheet was taken back to heaven. Now, this is the rebuke the father gave Peter. What he declares clean, don't call it unclean. So, yeah, that's a pretty big deal. You know, it's hard to argue with that in any sense, really. I mean, like, if God has said it, end of story.
Let me ask you a quick question, because you're more involved in these circles than I am. Are we, is the consensus that it is 100%, like the vision in Acts I'm referring to, is the consensus that that is 100% about food, referring to food, or is there some debate whether it's to like maybe an analogy to something else and we really shouldn't be eating like chameleons and stuff like that?
Well, it's twofold. It's about food. You know, God declared all things clean. But at the same time, it was also done three times to show Peter that, yeah, you know what? These symbols of all these supposedly unclean foods from the past is to show that the gospel was for Gentiles as well as the Jews.